listen to the not too historical and slightly hysterical story of Robin Hood in the screen test of Louis Prima as Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents Screen Test. The screen test of the famous trumpet player, bandleader, and composer, Louis Prima, with Henry Silverne in the orchestra, and the handsome MGM singing star and master of ceremonies, John Conte.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our screen test star tonight, Louis Prima, has long been popular with those who like their music solid and mellow. His trumpet and his famous orchestra have won him acclaim in the very best theaters and hotels throughout the country. He's a musician's musician, which is why you'll find some of the country's foremost band leaders present to watch and listen when Louis and his orchestra hold forth at New York's Hotel Astor Roof. Have you anything to add to that, Louis?
Not a word, Jack. You're doing fine. Continue.
All right, Louis. Suppose we continue with you as you make your bid for screen fame on your radio screen test for MGM. In an original sketch written and directed by Latham Ovens and Robert Monroe entitled Robin Hood the Wobber.
Screen test, 1-5-4-2, take one, Louis Prima.
Long years ago, a fellow named Robin Hood, he used to rob the rich most every chance he could. Now you shouldn't get me wrong, because he was no square. With his trusty bow and arrow, he could thwart your hair. Ow! Hey, Allendale, watch what you're doing with those arrows.
Gee, Chief, I'm sorry. Where did I hit you?
Well, if I'd have been an automobile, you'd have ruined my rear bumper.
Hey, Wobbin.
Yeah, little John.
What's the idea of getting all us mugs together out here in Sherwood Forest?
Yeah, it looks like a stockholders meeting for Moiter Incorporated.
Now look, man, you are probably the best bunch of crooks in the business.
Who called us crooks? Crooks?
Well, I did.
Well, I just wanted to be sure.
Up till now, though, we've stolen for our own pleasure.
Yeah, and profits.
That's just it. And what have we done with our money?
What
about you, little John? Haven't you spent all yours on wine, women, and song?
Yeah, Chief, but gee, you know what that cabaret tax is these days.
Well, from now on, men, we're going to rob for just one reason, to give it to the poor.
Oh, I get it. We're going to be Santa Clauses with a police wicket.
Well, something like that. We're going to rob from the rich and give it to the poor.
Yeah, there's just one thing wrong, Chief.
What's that?
Well, if we give all this money to the poor people, they ain't going to be poor people anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Sure.
But we'll fix that.
How's that?
Well, then we'll rob the money back from them, and they'll be poor people again.
I get you.
Besides, before we turn the money over to the poor people, there will be certain necessary deductions.
Such as?
Well, first there's our service charge for performing such services as killing, maiming, wounding, and slightly breaking the leg off.
Sounds good.
Then there's our undercover charge for keeping undercover when the sheriff's men are trying to give us a hot foot in the collar.
Good enough.
And then there's our holding tax.
Holding tax? What's the holding tax for, Chief?
Well, we may be playing Santa Claus, but we don't want to get left holding the bag.
Wishing. What's that?
Why, that's Mr. Eden digging us from the Blue Boy Inn. Wait till I answer.
Thank you.
Well, that's take one in Louis Prima's screen test for MGM. We'll be back with take two in just a minute. But here is Frank Dunn with a slightly commercial word or two.
You know, sometimes I wish I was a soap opera announcer. Am I kidding? You know, one of those sly and slightly nosy fellows who wants to know, do you have dishpan dreams? Is your life lacking in adventure, romance? Because if I were one of those fellows, I'd know the answer to that one. You'll find all the colorful adventure, all the rich, heartwarming romance you've ever wanted in MGM's powerful new dramatic success, Dragon Seed. Pearl Buck wrote it, MGM made it. A grand cast of hundreds breathes life and beauty into it. Dragon Seed is a picture you'll never forget. Watch for Dragon Seed.
Mighty convincing cinema conversation, Frank. And now we're ready for take two of the screen test of Louis Prima entitled Robin Hood the Robber.
His buddy was Little John. Another was Allendale. 140 more. Together they hit the trail. They were scampering through the forest to the Blue Boar Inn. Mr. Edom told them where they should begin. Okay. That's enough out of you, Mr. Edom. I'm still the big cheese around here.
You tell him, Liederkranz. I smell it.
That's a pretty old joke.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty old cheese.
All right, cut it out. Enough of this fooling around. We've got to have discipline. Remember, Robin Hood is the leader of this crowd, and I can lick my weight in Wildcats.
I bet you can't lick Little John and me.
I said Wildcats, not Polecats.
Robin, you divine man. It's just too wonderful to see you again. You're looking marvelous, simply marvelous. I mean, you really are. And the very sight of your handsome face, well, it leaves me speechless. I can't think of a word to say.
You're doing all right.
Who are all these too horrible-looking creatures?
Well, Mary Ann, these are my friends.
Well, that's what I said. Aren't they most terribly handsome in a revolting sort of way?
Who's the babe, Chief? Introduce us to the doll.
Whoa, she's Boofadoo. She's got Crosby eyes.
What do you mean, Crosby's eyes?
One look into them, and you go bing.
Now look, boys, get this straight. This little chick is my finance.
You mean your fiancée, Chief? Finance means a lot of money.
Like I said, this little chick is my finance.
Oh.
Darling, what a perfectly adorable little uniform you and your boys are wearing. Such a wonderful shade of green.
Why, yeah, these are the hunting suits of Robin Hood and his merry men.
It's very cute, but it seems to have a lot of holes in it for an English-made suit. Is it an Eton model?
Yeah, moth-eaten. But come, my fair maid Marianne, you must stay and sup with us. First, we will have a cute cocktail. Then we will have a cute appetizer.
And what will we have after supper?
A cute indigestion. Hey, what's the matter with you, Little John?
Gee, Chief. I just washed me widow elbow.
Never mind that. Sit down.
All right, Chief. Oh!
Now what's the matter?
I found me widow arrow.
Robin, my dear, there's only one thing that bothers me. Do you think you can trust these men of yours?
Why, sure, honey. I've known these guys since I was knee-high to a Tommy gun. Or I could trust them with my life.
I know, but could you trust them with anything valuable?
Listen, Marianne, I don't guess you ever heard of that old saying, there's honor among thieves. Well, there is. These guys of mine are hard guys, sure. Because they're in a hard racket. They make with the shade down and they'll bump a chump and rob a snob as quick as look at him. But they got their own funny little old code of ethics, see? They never go around making folks sad and miserable. They're always laughing it up. That's why they call them my merry men. Be happy. That's their motto. And they'll never take the dough from a guy who needs it. It's the guy who got rich at somebody else's expense. The black marketeer, the con man, the grifter, the chiseler. They're the ones we're after. And just remember this, baby. We're happy. And if we rob from the rich to give it to the poor, we're only trying to make this old world a little happier sort of place to live in. It's kind of like they say in a story. Many long years ago, a fellow named Robin Hood used to rob the rich. almost every chance he could. Now you shouldn't get me wrong, because he was no square. With his trusty bow and arrow, he could part your hair. But it was Little John, another was Allendale, 140 more, together they hit the trail. They would scamper through the forest to the Bluebird Inn. Mr. Edom told them where they should begin. He took from the rich man, gave it to the poor man. Had a fear for no man, only for his chick, whose name was Marianne. And here was a switcheroo, a robin, a boy, a fool. King Richard forgave them all, and did what they had to do. They became his royal rangers and were very good. So that ends our little tale of Robin Hood.
Test 1542, take two, Louis Prima.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. You've just heard the talented musician, composer, and band leader, Louis Prima, in his screen test for you, his radio audience, and for MGM's talent scouts in New York and Hollywood. Louis, you are mighty sharp there. Yes, sir, mighty sharp.
Tell me, Jackson, did I do all right?
Well, terrific is the word, Louis, but it's up to our fireside talent scouts to let us know what their reactions are.
And how do they do that?
Well, they just sit down and write a brief card or letter to the MGM studios telling what they think of tonight's screen test performance and whether they think tonight's performer rates a featured spot in Hollywood. Remember, folks, it's you people who go to the movies who make the screen stars by your loyal encouragement and support. Will you write that letter right now?
The address is simply Screen Test, MGM Studios, Culver City, California. Write tonight.
Yes, we owe. You're right, we owe. Positively, Leo.
You know, friends, what Leo the MGM lion just said that made me agree so heartily was MGM's Dragon Seat is one mighty fine picture. That's a pretty obvious statement. Movie critics have already acclaimed Dragon Seat as a hit. New attendance records and its world premiere engagement prove Dragon Seat is a picture that people love. Yes, Leo is right. It's a grand picture. Watch for Dragon Seat.
Well, friends, that's just about all for tonight. But remember that we'll be right here at the same spot on your radio dial every night, Monday through Friday, with a screen test of more Hollywood-bound stars. In the next few days, you'll hear Parker Fennelly, famous on the air for his Down East characterizations and a veteran of many a Broadway hit. James Dobson, talented juvenile, featured on Broadway in Life with Father this season. And tomorrow night, we'll be bringing you Irene Winston, glamorous leading lady of the New York stage and the airline, in her screen test for MGM. Meantime, this is John Conte saying good night, and let's hear from you. Go on, everybody.
This is Visual.